essentially, you're targeting kids between the ages, well, the ages of 18, 19, and 20.
Yes.
Was there a big problem among that population with smoking?
I think there is. There was and still is a challenge of preventing youth access to and then addiction to nicotine products. So in Needham, we focus on cigarettes, but we also focus on cigarillos, cigars, pipe smoke, and e-cigarettes. One thing we know from public health and scientific data is that the later the age of onset of an addictive behavior like tobacco smoking, the less likely someone is to become addicted. The younger people start, the more likely they are to become addicted.
The city of Needham has been called a poster child for cities banning teens from buying tobacco. Have you seen dramatic results as a result of the ban?
We have. If you look at our lifetime smoking rate amongst high school students, we have data that was provided to us in a biennial survey from the Metro West Health Foundation. We can see that our tobacco rates, the number of students in the high school who had used cigarettes in their lifetime, went from 29% in 2006, down to 28% in 2008, and then down to 18% in 2010, and down to 17% in 2012. So a modest decline every time, but a big drop between 2008 and 2010 when Tobacco 21 had fully taken hold and had been in place for a year.
What kind of teeth does the ban have? How does it work? How do you actually enforce it?
The Needham Board of Health, the public health agent in my department, as well as the community resource officer in the police department, do cooperative tobacco compliance checks. So they get a high school senior or maybe a college freshman who will go into a store and ask to buy tobacco products without having identification, and this person is underage. And they're, you know, conducting essentially a compliance check, a sting, if you want to call it that. And Needham does this at least three times a year and usually four times a year. The Board of Health has been very specific about the penalties for selling tobacco. If you sell tobacco to someone who is underage, the penalties are severe. The first time, I believe it's suspension of your license to sell tobacco products for a week. The next time, the second offense, it's 3 months. The third time, that business or business owner is never allowed to sell any tobacco products ever again in Needham. So that has really serious financial consequences for businesses, and as a result, we found that they aggressively comply. They remind their employees to do regular checks, to always check for ID. They prominently post the, you know, we ID under age 21. So they've been a good partner in assuring that youth do not have access to tobacco products.
What's to keep young men and women from going to a nearby town to buy cigarettes or to buy other tobacco products?
I think that is still potentially an option. The survey data I mentioned earlier from the Metro West Adolescent Health Survey tells us that 18% of kids in high school said they bought the cigarettes themselves from a store, 18% that said someone gave them money to buy them for me, or they borrowed them from someone. So I think, you know, if you go around the circle of all the different areas in which teens could potentially get access to cigarettes, what you find is any steps you take to reduce availability and supply will help you. It'll reduce each segment.
So does Needham continue to stand out in the state of Massachusetts as a model?
It does. We have that survey I mentioned, the Metro West Adolescent Health Survey. The data from 2014 just came out, so we haven't fully analyzed all of it yet. And we did see a slight uptick in smoking. But if you compare Needham to the Metro West region, to Massachusetts as a whole, and to the United States, so this is 2012 data of high school students, Needham's smoking rate lifetime was 17%. The Commonwealth of Massachusetts, on average, was 39%, and the nation as a whole was 45%. So limiting access has real measurable outcomes in terms of the number of kids who have smoked in their lifetime.
Timothy McCarthy of the Needham Public Health Department, thank you so much for being with us this afternoon.
Thank you, Marilyn.